Free 2018. The whole crew is here. I'm Cicero, and we're going to talk about Bethesda, their press conference this year, 2018. Bethesda, I think, had the funniest, the most entertaining press conference this year. They started it out by talking about Walmart spilling the beans on Rage 2. And then we got to see some Rage 2 footage. It's more Rage, more vehicles, more crazy things that are happening. What did you guys think? Tanya, did you get to see it? Did you see
it? I saw a little bit of Rage, and I was like, not my bag.
Not your bag.
It's like, I wasn't in the first one, but it's like, you know, if that's somebody's bag, then cool for them. Just not, you know, didn't do much for me.
Right, yeah. Right. Kyle, what about you?
I mean, I'm excited for it.
Right.
Like, I really liked the first game. First game I felt was really good, and it didn't really get its due.
Yes.
But I'm really hoping that it winds up kind of doing better.
Yes.
The second one around, because it's going to be really cool if they actually, like, build a world that they're trying to
build.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Mike Micah.
Yeah.
He did some work on Rage. So I'm wondering, maybe we'll see him at some point this week. We can ask him how he felt about Rage 2.
Yeah.
They went from Rage 2 to talk about Fallout 76.
Yeah.
That was the big announcement that they made right before the show. And we got to see more of it right on their stage at the Bethesda show. One big tidbit that came out of Fallout 76, we found out, of course, that it's a prequel, and it's the first vault that made landfall after the Fallout event.
Yep.
But also, this game is filled with online players.
Yeah.
So you will run into random people that are actual people while you're playing Fallout. Tanya, are you a big Fallout player? Are you excited about Fallout 76?
I'm excited, but Larry, because
all
my Fallout has been solo, and suddenly, multiplayer.
Yeah.
And I was just like, maybe, let's see, because it's going to be another game where it's like, if we're cool, I'll play with you.
Right.
But I don't want every rando that's playing, like, at 10 o'clock at night on a Friday to be in my voice
chat. Right.
So.
Well, you know, if you want to be a rando, come in at 9 o'clock at night.
No,
Tanya.
No, it is never
rando.
Rando time. Rando Calrissian.
That's funny.
Never.
Kyle, what did you think of?
It makes me 76? Makes me feel weird actually. Now that there's going to be people in it,
right?
Because I'm used to all the dirty people being just NPCs.
Yes.
And I'm going to look at the people and like, you dirty bastard, go wash your ass.
Right.
You dirty NPC. You.
Hey man, it's a Fallout.
It's
post-apocalyptic.
Fall into some soap.
Right.
That would be dope. That would be great.
There you go.
I don't know. Make some this stuff in the world. You got to do something with it.
You have lost your ability to make shit like this.
If you can scavenge enough shit to make a house, you can find some chips and some natural elements that you can get some stuff together to make something like you can wipe on your butt cheeks.
Well, there you go.
This game looks dirty.
There's some cleanliness hints and tips from Khalif Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys should all check those out.
but I'm excited for it.
Yeah. All right. Right on. Next up was Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of Doom? We're getting.
Well, I mean, Doom was great. The last game was fantastic.
Right.
They're going to build upon that world with some more. Is it actually DLC or is it a second game?
It feels like
a spin-off game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's not clear whether or not it's going to be standalone DLC.
Yeah.
If it's going to be DLC that you need the first game to have.
Yeah.
Or if it's a bona fide sequel.
Yeah.
I think some people are calling it DLC.
Yep.
Some people are calling it a sequel. I'm not exactly sure. Tanya, you a Doom fan?
I am, actually.
Okay.
I know people might be shocked at
that.
Yeah,
I'm kind of shocked. Look at this face.
Oh, yeah, I grew up with Doom.
Yeah, like, well, we all did.
But you look rather surprised.
Yes.
I'm excited for it, whether it's DLC, standalone, whatever it is. Like,
right.
Because some days I just need to, like, roll up on some demons and just shoot things.
Okay.
That's funny.
All right. That sounds like
that's
time
true.
To pass the game.
No, that's dope, though.
Yeah,
no, I love it because I watch your Mafia stream, so you're like, yo, I'm going to roll up on these demons.
Right, right. Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I think that is time to pass the game, rolling up on demons and shooting them.
It'll be really fun to see time to roll up on demons just like, shit, die, motherfucker.
Right.
It's so good.
Yes. You are that demon, and I hope you burn in hell.
Literally.
Right.
Yep.
So what we did get a bona fide sequel for, though, was Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
So Wolfenstein, The first game really kind of came out of nowhere. Really, really good.
Yep.
The second game had some problems, but I thought was a good game, was a good story mixed in with some really bad mechanics.
Yeah, really bad mechanics.
And hopefully they'll be able to fix those with the third game.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited, Tanya? Are you excited about Wolfenstein? I know you publicly had some really harsh words about Wolfenstein 2.
Well, because it was just, you know, a lot of it was ableist stuff, and right. I just felt like, yes, I know it's Wolfenstein, it's over the top, that's kind of the genre that it falls in.
Right.
But it's 2018, maybe we could grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm reserving judgment so I can get some hands on because,
okay,
like everybody else, we saw all these other Wolfenstein shows, like, oh my God, it's so cool. And then when you played it, you're like, oh, well, you see what had happened.
Right, right. What had happened was...
Right.
Cobb, what's your thoughts on Wolfenstein?
If they don't fix the hit detection, I'm not buying that game.
Word up. Okay.
Because the hit detection on that stuff was bad.
Right.
You got shot in the ass, and you're like, I don't even know which ass I got shot in.
Right.
I don't know if it was a left cheek, right cheek.
Right.
I don't even know where I got
shot.
It was
a knee.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I could have sat on a bullet. Who knows? But yeah. it was not good in the fact that they just, like, didn't really give you an ability to kind of know what was going on around the world in a game where you die really quickly.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's super frustrating. I had to turn it all the way down because it just wasn't fun.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
they can fix that, then I'm down.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we'll see. And all of these games are coming out this year.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Bethesda is fantastic at doing that.
Yeah.
You know, their press conferences are filled with games that are coming out this year. Let's move on to the next game.
Let's do it.
It was called Starfield.
Yes.
It's a spacefaring game.
Yep.
But, like, we don't really know a lot about it.
Yeah.
I'm a big, as everyone knows, I'm famously a really big fan of outer space and space games. So I'm excited to at least see what it is.
Yeah.
And have a chance to sit down and play it. Tanya, what's your feelings on space?
I like space. I'm a big nerd.
Well, no. Yes. But not all nerds like space.
But I like space. I grew up with Star Trek and Star Wars. I like space.
Okay, all right.
So I'm down. I want to, again, a trailer got me excited. I want to see what it's like once it's in my hand.
Right. Yeah, and we haven't had any hands-on. Kyle, have you had a chance to see it up close and personal?
No, I didn't get a chance, but every time I hear about it from other folks, they really like it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and maybe there'll be some black people in space this time around.
Yeah, maybe.
What?
Well, you mean that's a concept.
Besides Yaphet Kotto. And Billy Dee Williams. We need some black people in space.
Maybe that's the DLC we need just for space. Black people.
Yes, the black people in space.
Black people DLC. That would be dope.
Yes. BP DLC.
Yeah, exactly.
2019.
That would be cool.
So that game is coming out in October.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting to see what that is.
Yeah.
And then I saved the rest for last.
Sure.
Because it's all in one universe.
Right.
Tamriel.
Yeah.
Yes. And we got a slew of Elder Scrolls news.
Yeah.
Starting with the fact that Oblivion, Elder Scrolls 4,
yep.
is going to be available via Game Pass on for the Xbox family of systems, so you can download that starting as of the press conference.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was available. So that's a great thing. Elder Scrolls Blades,
yep.
A mobile version of Elder Scrolls.
Yep.
All right, Tanya. Let him know why.
For me, Elder Scrolls is like I'm sitting there. I got like my beer, my wine, whatever.
Right.
That Elder Scrolls and on the go just doesn't work for me.
You don't have to be on the go. You could be mobile. It's just mobile.
Yeah.
You could be in the bathroom. You could be in the living room.
I was trying not to be vulgar.
That's a whole other scroll.
Right.
If you're in the bathroom, though.
That's toilet scroll.
That's a whole other scroll.
It's time to go. It's time to go.
If there was ever a game that needed a wind flute, it was the Tamriel.
Wow.
It is the world that they're trying to build. But
are you excited for a mobile version of...
Hell no.
No?
Stop putting good games on mobile devices when no one wants to play them on mobile devices.
Well, what about Fallout Shelter?
No. Fallout Shelter was whack. I shouldn't say it was whack. I just don't like micromanaging stuff like that.
Fair enough.
Micromanaging things like that just makes me stressful.
And
it makes me
stressed. You leave your settlers alone for 5 minutes, everybody's pregnant.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Hey, you know, that's like middle of America, the game.
I said, don't you know?
So.
Child Protective Services, Fallout Shelter.
So, and then they finish things off with an announcement finally for something that's not coming out this year.
Yep.
And that is Elder Scrolls 5?
Six.
Yeah.
Six.
So Elder Scrolls 6, it's very early, a very early announcement.
Yeah.
But it is a game that is coming out, and it'll be out and available for gamers. So I am not an Elder Scrolls fan. It's not that I don't think the games are good.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just don't connect with fantasy games in that way. But I know as the big, big BioWare fan that you are, you do connect with fantasy games. Elder Scrolls, is that part of your jam?
Yeah, I've got like Skyrim on every device you can possibly have it. All right. I was just like, where are we going? Like, like this very lovely quick trailer. And I'm like, okay, cool, you're making it. Now what?
Right.
So give me more, because I'm that person.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll give us more. They were just whetting the appetite a little. But next year we'll get to see what it's all about, and it'll be out, you know, before the year is out.
Yeah.
Kyle, what did you think?
I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Like, whatever they have, I'm ready for. It's going to be really good.
Right.
It's going to be super fun. It's going to be a really big game. I want to make sure, I mean, with the new tech, it's just going to be bigger and better and better and whatever they're going to be able to do.
Right on.
I just want the red guards to just not be so red.
Okay. All right.
Because they were like a weird color red. It was like burnt umber people.
So, and I would like dreadlocks that aren't like this little short.
That too. Like, I mean, that's the thing that we harp on a lot is like how that game doesn't do, again, people of color well.
Right.
So we're hoping that they've listened to all the feedback that we've given them and shouted at them for the past 10 years and maybe figure that stuff out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We'll see. But great conference overall.
Yeah.
If you had to give it a grade, Kyle, what would you give it?
I would definitely give it like at least an A-.
All right.
You did a great job.
Yeah. What do you think?
About the same A-.
A-. I like the way you guys are grading. I would give it, let's make it 3 A-.
Yeah.
Great humor. Great content. Most of those games are coming out this year.
Yep.
Bethesda keeps doing it great. It would be wonderful if we could all make it into the Bethesda press conference.
True.
They put on a great show. We really, really liked it. And we'll talk about some more press conferences and some more events that happened here at E3 coming up real soon. But for Khalif Adams and Tanya DePass, I'm Cicero Holmes. This is the Spawn on Me podcast. We're at E3, and we'll say peace.